You're listening to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. On March 7th, the Welland Museum of Art at Hamilton College will present a one-night-only interactive musical performance as part of the Performing Arts Series at Hamilton. The event, entitled Total Response, will feature a group of musicians who are collaborating with a UK-based artistic exploration collective called Without Shape, Without Form. The resulting recording from the evening's concert will be featured in Awakened by the Unstuck, a new exhibition scheduled to open at the Welland Museum in the fall of 2027. Tracy Adler is the Johnson Pote Director of the Ruth and Elmer Welland Museum of Art at Hamilton College, and she joins us now to tell us more about Total Response with Without Shape, Without Form cultural narrator and artistic director Deep Cayley. Tracy, Deep, welcome to the Roundtable. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us. We're thrilled.
Thank you so much.
Tracy, we'll begin with you. Tell me how this partnership, this will-be exhibition, and this performance piece come to the well and come to Hamilton right now?
Well, that's a big question because it's been an evolution. We first met with Deep, and we also met with Nep Sidhu, who's an artist, and just started brainstorming maybe 2 years ago about what a collaboration might look like. You know, for the Welland Museum, it's pretty unique for us to collaborate both with an artist and an arts organization. So this is a first, and we're often talking about how we're building the plane while we're flying it. But it is really exciting to be able to venture into this way of a collaborative project. And so we were talking about the evolution of the exhibition and what was going to be in the exhibition. And what became clear was that the central point of it is going to be this sound tower sculptural feature in the exhibition, and that the sound that needed to be generated did not exist. And so therefore the idea for the concert, bringing together this incredible cohort of musicians from all over the country to be in dialogue with a Simran practitioner, which I will let Deep speak more to, and that recording will end up being incorporated into the sound sculpture. So we've never done a concert before, but we've had terrific partners on campus with the Performing Arts Series. They've been wonderful. And it's also a collaboration with the Phileas Jazz Archive. So it's also been a great opportunity for us to collaborate internally, as well as collaborate with this terrific organization, Without Shape, Without Form, which is run by Deep, and with Nep Sidhu, the Canadian-based artist.
Deep, could you give us a sort of, and I don't think that this is easy, summary of what Without Shape, Without Form creates, what kind of work that is, and what the organization, you know, means, does, how you operate it in the world?
Yeah, it doesn't help that we're called Without Shape, Without Form, because that probably sums up how we move in the world, shapeless and formless. But if we were to sort of just say it in a nutshell, we kind of describe ourselves as a collective of artists, thinkers and practitioners who create moments for self-discovery, for everyone to understand their mind. And our work is deeply rooted in contemporary Sikh teachings. These Sikh teachings are like over 550 years old. I on purpose call them contemporary because they talk directly to the mind, and the mind is something that has no age, no race, no socioeconomic background, no creed. And with that, it really opens up like how we show up. And we use art as this wonderful portal, this wonderful communication channel to have these conversations. So the work that we do in partnership with many organizations all over the UK, and now we're really looking forward to this one, our first sort of serious partnership in America with Welland. We do that through exhibitions, we do that through events, through podcasts, through articles, whatever, you know, whatever shape or form it takes. But rooted at everything, in everything, is the practice of Simran. And Simran is the focus practice for the mind. I always say it looks like and sounds like meditation, but it's very specific in that it is a practice that slowly really quietens down the noise inside our heads and then slowly eliminates thoughts, in which then one can connect back to themselves. And why I went into that big description is it is really at the heart of the concert as well.
How do you envision, how did it occur to everyone to include this practice of Simran in the concert? How is it? I mean, I understand you're working from that philosophy often through your work. And work doesn't sound like the right word to use. But I apologize for that. But how is this concert conceived? What is the piece going to look like that you know now?
We knew that Simran is at like the heart of all the work that we do. Our thing was like, how do we do Simran in the most authentic but also creative way in which it's accessible to everybody? So when we look at the incredible artists that are involved in this project, you know, the likes of Carlos Ninon, who's a prolific producer, who's also the concert's musical director, and he really, you know, what he works collectively under the title Carlos Ninon and Friends, and I think that's really telling of his style of working. So, you know, I remember the conversations that my colleague Nav, Nep, and I had with Carlos, and then, you know, with Tracy and her team. It was really, you know, he understood Simran within a heartbeat. He kind of got what it was. It's like, it's very much with all these practitioners in their own right, you know, they come from work that's deeply rooted in harmonics, you know, this musical philosophy, and a method of composition or improvisation, deep improvisation. So it's already in them to be collaborative, to be experimental. And then, you know, you've got the likes of Surya Bottasofina, who is, you know, he comes from the lineage of Alice Coltrane. And then you've got a Grammy-winning performer, Ishmael Butler, you know, who really stretches the idea of abstraction of beats or hip hop. And the reason, and then Angel Badowit, who is like an incredible, soulful, spirit-based being. And it, even in this conversation, I'm really struggling to not labeling them or labeling their genres in the same way. And this is, I think, the connection between Simran and them, in the same way that we don't want labels or genres to be limiting. And really, if I was to describe it in a nutshell, right, more than a concert, this is a living conversation in sound, which we bring all of these practices together. And it's a shared moment for presence and attention, especially in a moment when there is so much noise, so much division, and so much speed. And this is a space to slow down and really expand and really connect. And all these sounds, these be this beautiful sonic structure that is going to be created that night, these beautiful sounds, they're really from the outside. And when we listen to those sounds externally, when we're listening to any type of music, it has a profound impact on us. But here, the invitation is for the audience to participate if they want. It's an invitation if they want to partake in Simran and this connection. And then the invitation truly is to go inside. And by being able to quieten your mind down, are we able to then hear the internal sounds, the unstruck melody, which then beautifully leads into the exhibition that we will be doing at Welwyn next year?
Tracy, the concert is free and open to the public. And as Deep was just saying, comes at a time when it feels like quieting your mind is harder than ever and very necessary for emotional and mental survival. How does it fit into the message and the mission of the museum and the university and the kind of stuff you want to present in your career here?
Absolutely. I mean, there have been many research articles about the benefits of art on mental health. In fact, I was just reading one a week ago in the New York Times. It's not telling us anything that we don't know, but we also recognize that bringing that to the fore and really foregrounding that aspect of the healing powers of art is important. And so, one of the things that we were speaking about early on with the Without Shape, Without Form group and with NEP is how do you make that into an exhibition? How do you actually manifest that so that it is present in every aspect of the show? So it will be present in the artwork shown. We will also have facilitators throughout the year doing programs while the exhibition is up to continue to support balance and mindfulness and well-being. And we are living in a time where it is more important than ever. And I think art has an important role to play here. And the museum is really invested in all of the kinds of things that art can do to support growth, to support mental health. And this is just one more way that we are approaching it.
Deep, you said this is your organization's Without Shape, Without Form's first major partnership in the US, which is an interesting time to decide to partner with an organization in the US. How was that decision made? How did it all come about? How were you approached, et cetera?
I mean, we decided, I think, over 2 years ago. So if that timeline correlates with anything else, the way it kind of came about, like as Tracy had mentioned, we had done a project with NEP at the V&A Museum in London in 2023. And I think he was already in conversations with the Whelan at that time. We were not in the picture. But the success of that show, and I don't mean just from a artistic object looking at perspective, but this whole thing that Tracy just spoke about, all of these elements coming together, it kind of gave him the insight that maybe actually we should put all our efforts together with whatever he had experienced or spoken to with Tracy and her team, and then what he had experienced with us. So he was the kind of the connector that brought us together. And then the first time we met, it's like any relationship or anything that you see, you know instantaneously. And for us, by the way, meeting in person, just as it is for Tracy, is really important. And we kind of knew with it, right, Tracy? Would you agree? Like, we knew within the first 5 minutes something is going to come from this. We just didn't know what. And that's where the time was built. Now, to answer your question of the time that we're in right now, when people sort of say to us, like, oh, you're doing this at this time. And I'm like, the time is always right. And if there's not a time like this, then what time are we going to start talking about the idea of really introspection and the responsibility and the accountability that we all have as individuals to do all our own inner work? And our thing is, especially Without Shape, Without Form, if you can control and connect and center your own mind, peace, clarity, truth, fearlessness, courage, all of those wonderful things are a natural byproduct of the mind calming down. So that has a profound impact. Not only in your family and friend circle, then it has it in the community level, then it has in the society level, and then it has it on the humanity level. So hopefully, we are very ambitious and very confident that it only takes one. It only takes one person to be, awakened in this way for things to change. And that's the hope that we do these projects in.
I would also add that, like, there's the concert element, but we also did a workshop in the spring, a Simran workshop with students and faculty. We're doing a faculty workshop when Deep and the team are on campus. And so we're also not just like launching this thing. It's actually more like something that is blooming, So it
Yes.
started from this seed, and we're continuing to investigate ways that we can maximize programs and really have an impact by feeling out and testing things. And that's kind of the beauty of being able to work on such a longitudinal project. You can say, oh, this is really working. This is maybe not as effective. And so we're taking the time to have these many steps along the way where we're experimenting and figuring out what clicks and what works with these communities. Deep was talking about community, and I think that that is kind of the most important aspect of this entire project is focusing on the value of community and how we can, energize it.
Tracy hit the nail on the head when it comes to when we're talking about communities. Now, imagine a community without looking at them through the lens of age, gender, socioeconomic background, creed. If we don't use those labels, then what is a community? A community is of like-minded people coming together, and that's what's so exciting about this.
Are you worried about people being scared away by the participation element, or do you think you have the folks who will come and do it?
We're going to find out, but
Not worried. Don't worry.
it's not for the whole entire concert is not participatory, and it really is an invitation to people.
Exactly.
But yeah, there won't be people going up and down the aisle with jazz hands or anything.
No. I
No,
inferred it's not
exactly.
cats.
sing along, everybody. Now it's your
Exactly.
turn. No, definitely. I mean, if there's any way of communicating that even more clearer, it's like you do not have to. You can come and just experience it. But like I sort of said, it's like it's definitely just be present and be attentive. That doesn't mean that you have to open your mouth. It's fine to sit in silence as well.
The Welland Museum of Art at Hamilton College presents Total Response, a one-night-only interactive musical performance, Saturday, March 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Welland Hall. It's been a pleasure speaking with both of you. Congratulations on the work and upcoming work, and thank you so much.
Thank you so
Thank you
much,
so
Sarah.
much, Sarah.
Total Response is a one-night-only interactive concert taking place at Welland Hall at Hamilton College on March 7th. It's free and open to the public. Registration is encouraged. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at WAMC.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.